We finished the last edition of Elton's In a Lifetime with Blue Eyes, a song that nestles amongst the most loved in Elton's catalogue. The album that followed 1982's Too Low for Zero provides us with several classic Elton moments. Before we find out why that was, let's remind ourselves of one of the hits from that album. Welcome to Elton John In a Lifetime.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's I never could have hoped to win? You're starting down the road and leaving me again. You made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
The other major standout moment on this album is this next gem of a song. Who knows why this album produced a supposed return to form, at least with regards chart success. I don't know, I wasn't there. All I can report is that perhaps it may have something to do with Bernie Taupin returning to lyric writing duties and the return of that incredible rhythm section we looked at in earlier shows in this series, featuring Dee Murray on bass and Nigel Olsen on drums. You've probably heard this song many, many times on the radio. Perhaps you've wondered how they got the harmonica to sound so much like Stevie Wonder. The answer to that one is quite simple. Much to Elton's delight, they managed to get Stevie Wonder to come to the studio and record the harmonica solo. And funny to think that Bernie Taupin is not a fan of his own lyrics of this one.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And it won't be long before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. I simply love you more than I love you.
from the Too Low for Zero album, by which point the sound of the rhythm section is changing, with Elton almost exclusively now not playing piano, having moved to synthesizers. Once again, the old band was back together for Elton's Breaking Hearts album, and it really turns the focus back on the rhythm section again, for two reasons, really. Aside from the fact that this next song shows us what a great synth player Elton had developed into, and by that I mean that it doesn't sound like a piano player on the synth. The parts he's playing are definite synthesizer parts, and most likely wouldn't sound as good or work as well on a traditional piano. And I would hazard a guess that composing on the synths gave Elton a different and new musical canvas to paint on. Also evident, by the way, is the deceptive brilliance of the drum parts. But just as vital as the rhythm section sounds on this track is the blend of backing vocals that the four of them make, producing just as much a trademark of the classic Elton sound as their instrumental playing and Elton's voice.
Yes,
Sad songs say so much. And looking back now, the second half of the 80s seem a little quiet with regard to the songs from that period that still hang around on either live set lists or radio playlists. Now, I'm not sure how fair it is to judge Elton's work on his previous output, because his work rate in the 1970s was almost unlike anyone else's. Certainly unlike any of his contemporaries, none of whom had three volumes of greatest hits out by the time they were 40. So let's pick the story up in 1989 for an album that saw all the songs come from Burney and Elton, and it's one that's become a modern classic in the Elton catalogue. Firmly ensconced in the sound by this point is Elton's digital piano. There's no grand piano features of the early days, but instead, on Sleeping With The Past, there's the definitive sound of modern R&B flavoured pop. The harmonic structure of the songs have changed. As I said, the driving piano heard 10 years previously is gone. The sound has now changed. It's become more sparse. Think of the sonic and groove approach of Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. And songs like this certainly wouldn't seem out of place if it had been Marvin singing. Coupled with Elton's country soul drawl and its connection with the listening public was instant and unanimous.
It's a human sign when things go wrong, when the scent of her lingers and temptation's strong into the boundary of each married man. Sweet deceit comes calling. Jealousy burns.
to finish this episode, another of the numerous hits from this album. And if Sacrifice is a distant cousin to Marvin's Sexual Healing, then this is the grandchild of the Four Tops' Reach Out. It was also the song that, at its second attempt, would, incredible as it may seem to us, become Elton's very first number one single in the UK.
Like a bird, some days had a place where I could land. I could have sworn we were all locked in. Man, that's what you say. I never knew it could hurt so bad when the power of love is up there. That burned like a fire. All I ever wanted was a reason to drown in your eyes. I never knew sleep so restless. Empty arms so cold. That's not the way it's supposed.
Healing Hands, concluding this episode of In a Lifetime, where we're celebrating and enjoying the catalogue of Elton John. Thank you very much for listening. Please do check out the website to find out when the next episode is on. And you can, of course, listen to this one again via our Listen Again page. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.